Mill with you, and it is indeed time for a Bay Spotlight. Gateway Support Services join us again. Their CEO is Rowan Braddy. Good morning, Rowan.
Hi, Millie.
Now, you guys are celebrating 45 years this year. What does reaching this milestone sort of mean to your community?
Oh, Millie, it does mean a lot to us. Gateways has been part of the Geelong community for 4.5 decades, as you say, and we've built a reputation through that period, trust and high quality for people. It's been a bit sad, especially recently with the NDIS getting a lot of negative press.
Yeah.
But in fact, even through that period, Gateways has played its role in supporting people with disabilities, their families and their carers. It's really important to the people that we support that we're steadfast and reliable and we're trusted, and we've really become a pillar of the community over that time.
Yeah.
Growing from a community-led initiative to a well-established organisation. And so in answer to your question, what that means to us, our whole community is feeling enormous pride that we've been there for the long haul for people with disabilities and their carers and families, and we intend to be there for another 45 years or longer. We're looking forward to it.
We're talking to Rowan Braddy this morning, the CEO of Gateways Support Services here in Geelong. So it was founded by Dr. Bernie Jenner in 1980. We had him in not so long ago. Can you tell us a little bit about how it began, just quickly, and the vision that still shapes the organisation today?
Yeah, sure. So Gateways started as a grassroots community-led organisation. Dr. Jenner identified the need for parents of children with disability. And rather than complaining about the lack of services, he set about doing something about it, and he started the organisation that was the precursor to what we now know as Gateways. Gateways established its values way back then of care and inclusion and community, and they're the values that have been our bedrock ever since.
Rowan, over the 45 years, Gateways probably seen a lot of change, I reckon. What's helped you guys stay relevant and trusted in the community for so long?
Yeah, thanks, Melia. It's really been our ability to adapt to an ever-changing environment. I've been in the disability sector now for about 25 years, and it feels like it's been in a state of flux all of that time, mostly for the good. It's about improving policy and offerings for people with disabilities and doing it better today than we did yesterday and looking forward to doing it even better tomorrow. More generally across the sector, we've seen the advent of the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Over those decades, we've seen a trend to both parents working. We all know about the cost of living, right, with taking a second mortgage to put fuel in your car at the moment, and ever-growing community expectations. And quite rightly, our community expects more of us to do better. And so we've needed to listen to our clients and our families and our community. We need to strengthen our presence in the Geelong area, which is our heart, and really extending through Werribee and beyond as well. We're focused on quality relationships. I remember Dr. Jenner talking in his interview about how our relationships are the bedrock of what we do. It's about finding out what the person wants and needs and making sure that they're at the centre of everything we do, and ultimately building our reputation for consistency and care and making sure that we maintain that at all times.
How do we get in contact if we'd like to know anything else?
The website, Millie, is where you find out everything about us. It's gateways.com.au.
Rowan, it's always lovely to see you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much.